Previously on KBNO News, we looked back at Richard Simmons, promoting healthy living with diet and physical activity decades ago. Sweating to the Oldies was a series of aerobics that helped many. Dr. John Higgins, Assistant Professor of Internal Medicine and Medical Director of Cardiac Prevention at UNMC, talked about the good and bad of some of the most common diets, and the importance of keeping our heartbeat at high rate while exercising.
You know, kind of the guideline recommendations are 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise. So that's, you know, half an hour, 5 days a week. I tell them, if you're doing your activity, you should try to get your heart rate up to 120, 130 beats per minute and try to sustain that.
Physical activity could be the easiest during the process of losing weight. Dieting can be stressful from the moment of trying to choose the best one for us. Searching in Google for diets might not be the best idea. Dr. Higgins recommends consulting with experts to be better advice. And here are some of the diets that we discussed.
Now, with the keto diet, it's very, very strict, like I mentioned, which is why it's hard to keep up. But there's a lot of different sources of food that you can come with to get that you know, those 90% of your calories that are not carbohydrates in a true keto diet.
Keto diet keeps us away from whole grains. It is high in processed foods and tropical oils. In the long run, it can backfire, according to Dr. Higgins. Keto diet patients with high cholesterol levels have occasionally come to see him.
So, you know, within keto, there's obviously a broad range of people that do things, and there's a way to do it that's probably not that bad for you, and then there's a way to do it that, in my opinion, is going to be bad for you.
Low carb, vegetarian, vegan, Weight Watchers, flexitarian, and the list goes on and on. Dr. Higgins advocates for one, the Mediterranean diet. Supplemented with extra virgin oil and nuts, it can help cardiovascular problems, according to the New England Journal of Medicine. This diet includes proportionally high consumption of olive oil, legumes, unrefined cereals, fruits, vegetables, and moderate amounts of fish. Once we manage to maintain a good diet and exercise, we will probably begin to lose weight.
I want to see my patients having a good dietary pattern and living an active lifestyle. And then the weight comes from there. And then, you know, if you're hitting all those factors and you're still having extra weight, then we can focus on that at that point.
With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.